God bless you. We ask that God's rich blessings be with us here this morning as we're together sharing. Thank you, Melina, for sharing with us this morning. Interesting and very challenging. What are we passionate about this morning? Wow. We should be challenged this morning. What's your dreams? God is looking for laborers to share in that harvest. God is looking for men and women that would be willing to go share the gospel with these unreached. I was just thinking as we're sitting here, it's like, why don't you try it once? I sometimes think we're fearful of trying something because we don't know, right? And I think you were a little fearful of that yourself, just not knowing what it's going to be. And yet, in all, God is faithful. God is good. God knows what he's about. And so, yeah. Well, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. God bless you. You're, you're needed part here, a very needed part here. We recognize that mothers are a very valuable part of a family, at least in our home. Mothers have love in their hearts that us men don't know about. Mothers have a compassion that we can't always feel. And they have, there's a lot of passion in their hearts to see their children prosper, to see their children do well. And I just want to share about mothers this morning. My desire here this morning is more as an encouragement. Maybe I'm not doing a teaching or anything, but I will read Proverbs 31, 10 to 31, just as a scripture reading, and I have a few comments here as well. It says, Proverbs 31, verse 10, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle doth not go out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. She reacheth forth to her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snuff for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her." So as I was studying this, I realized always, you know, thought this was a good scripture for women, and it is. It's good. But as I was studying it, I realized that this was actually a mother trying to encourage her son as to what he should be looking for in a wife. And so I just thought I'd use it this morning as a way of an encouragement to you mothers. And young men who are seeking for a woman, a wife, do they even think about that their mother might actually have some ideas? You know, I think back at the days when I was seeking for a wife, I just did it on my own. I didn't ask my mother. I didn't even think about asking my mother. And I think that's wrong. Like, your mother actually has already, at least probably most of us, if we're the oldest son, already 20 years of experience in living where you don't. And I think it's just very, how would you say, it's so much nonsense to not even think about asking your mother some advice as to what she would see. And so as I saw this, I was like, this is good. How much do we need? How much, just how valuable and how experienced mothers and their experience in life and their what they've already learned through training and teaching the children, and how much experience they have. And it says, who could find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And a little study on rubies, the real rubies that aren't manufactured or whatever, they're just real, they're harvested, or they're $100,000for the real ruby that hasn't been manipulated or whatever. I forget exactly the word that it used, but a real ruby is worth $100,000. And it says her price is far above. And it says rubies, so it's plural. So there's not really a value there. But the virtuous or the industrious woman or mother is valuable. And I guess I was just thinking of that in our own home. Is 13, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. And I know many of you, all of you mothers in here, have that. You're willing to work with your hands for the good of your household, for the good of your children. And how much of a blessing that is in your children. I heard recently a study on young children who their mother gives them chores. They actually have a much better chance of making it in life. And I was like, wow, that's old news, isn't it? But it's actually real. Like, our children need things to do. They need to learn. And our mothers, you do such a great job in teaching your children how to work and what is it that our children need to learn. And so I just bless you mothers for investing into your children. And as your husband is away at work and you have the children at home and you're teaching them how to do lawn and how to grow things in the garden and teach them academics or whatever, it's just a lot of things goes on. And I had to think of what my wife all is. And it's like the list is endless. I should write it down, but I didn't. But I mean, she oversees, I should say, a laundromat in our home, you know. And it's just like, there's so much laundry to do. And that's just like a daily thing. It's a daily thing. And she oversees a small cafe, and they're making meals all the time, you know. And it's just like, this is amazing. And my wife also oversees a small school. She's a principal there and gives, you know, it's just like, what is all going on in our home, in our mother's lives? And it's just like, and she does it willingly. I mean, there's days that are hard, but she does it willingly. She also has a small lawn care business that she oversees. And it's just like, She doesn't actually do the work, but she would love to, but she oversees it, and she delegates that out to the children. I just appreciate that about her and how all those things that, but also the children's help in that is a blessing. Another one is verse 15. It's just, you know, a lot of us as children didn't understand this. And maybe some of you mothers don't understand it as much as like us older ones do. But it says, she rises also while it is yet night. You know, that's a real thing. And I know, you know, I heard this quote one time, children that grew up with a praying mother have a very great opportunity in life or have a great advantage in life. And I thought, well, then our children have a good opportunity to have an advantage. Because that's something that all mothers will experience at times, and you will need to fight. And it's not just the mothers. But we're specifically talking about our mothers this morning, and I just want to bless you mothers who give your time to prayer and getting up before your children do and spending time with the Lord. You know, once the children awake, then your devotions change. You know, from devoting yourself to the word and prayer, it's now maybe devoting yourself to doing. And there's just many things that go with that. But she rises while it is yet night. She rises while it is yet night. And I just want to bless my wife for that. She has done that many times. If she can't sleep, she'll just get up and maybe get things organized for the day and spend time with the Lord and just whatever else that is needed to do. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. In her tongue is the law of kindness. But you know, your mother has a lot of wisdom. We know that, right? I have this one quote I really like. It says, nothing is really lost until your mom can't find it. And I was like, that's crazy how often people can't find something. And no, it's not there. And I've done this. I mean, go get your, you know, Cadence clothes and get this shirt. And I was like, it's not in there. It is, actually, but I just couldn't see it. And I've seen that many times. You know, the children, they lose something, but, you know, mom can't find it, then it's lost. But she has wisdom. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. You know, we can look around. There's so many things that could distract you mothers from being or doing and wanting to do, but yet you know that, you know, if you lose the heart of your children, if you lose your real purpose in life, you really lost everything, and that you lost the most important thing. And so looking well to the ways of your household, not eating the bread of idleness, that's a strong point, I would say. And a lot of mothers, they have a passion to see their children prosper. They have a passion to see their children do well. And looking well to those ways, and not just in more, how would you say, just the physical, but also in the spiritual. Their concerns are the souls and the outlook and the outcome of their children's spiritual lives as well. And bless you mothers for, you know, that's a God-given in your heart, is to see your children prosper and to see your children do well and to see them Verse 30, I just paraphrased a little bit of my own. It says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a mother who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. And, you know, you could give yourselves to favor and beauty, and you'd be distracted by that. But if you fear God, if you fear God in rearing your children, raising them, and in teaching them and in training them, you're going to be praised. There will be a time when you will be praised. And I just, I know my wife turned 50 this year, and our children got these 50 envelopes together, and they each put, I don't know how many different notes in there, and blessings to her, and she was allowed to open one each day from when they gave it to her. And I just had to think of this. You know, if you fear God more than concern about favor and beauty, but you fear God, that you're going to be praised. And it was just, you know, for her, it was just not, like, some of these things almost don't seem like reality, because we know who we are. We know that we struggle with things. There's not, like, our days aren't without trials and temptations, and just to see, you know, the true deep down, your children know, and sometimes I think they see things that we want to be more than exactly who we are. But so we just want to, yeah, bless you, women, your mothers, for just being faithful and fear God more than anything else. Yeah, so just want to bless you in that way. That is what I have as far as the scriptures or the proverbs there this morning. I just want to say again, when you have a good old, how would you say, good old fashioned mother cares, a good old fashioned mother still likes to work with her hands. And I just appreciate that of my wife and her diligence in that. Just a few quotes here, and also have a little parable that we found that I want to read. A few quotes here. A mother's arms are made of tenderness, and children sleep soundly in them, by Victor Hugo. I just had to think, you know, where else does a child run to when he hurts himself, or when he's tired, or, yeah, he just runs to his mother's arms. This one I thought was really good. Biology is the least of what makes someone a mother, by Oprah Winfrey. I was like, biology has nothing to do with you becoming a good mother, you know. And it's all about God put that instinct in you to be a mother. And it doesn't matter what you study or test, and, you know, or like somehow figure out what it takes to be a mother. Sure, there's things you can read. There's good books that you can read on being a mother, but just that real instinct inside of you, let it come out. Your first instinct when a child falls is to go pick it up. And you don't get that from some kind of biology. This one's from George Washington. It says, my mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her. You know, sometimes we don't want to hear what our mother has to say. We just feel like, well, yeah, I know, that makes sense, but I just don't feel that right now. Education, we don't feel like doing school. There's times when we just don't want to be bothered with it. You know, I know already what 1+1 is. What more do I need? But it's that consistent education that you will need. And it's I know the moral of your life, of who you are as a person, and all that is, God has put that in you. Mothers, it says here, Lisa Leslie, my mother was my role model before I even knew what that word was. And that's true. And I think of, you know, a lot of you families have young children here, and I just think back of those years when, you know, we had, our children were all under 8 or 9, just young children, and it was, those days are so different than now, and it's good, but, you know, a lot of you are going to learn things between now and till your oldest child is, you know, 20 or 30, and when I think of that, I was like, somehow a little bit of pain is with that, because I know what God's going to take you through to get you to those times. It's going to require you to be diligent. It's going to require you to have some nights that are probably sleepless because of... Now, I'm not saying this in a bad way. It's just life. You're going to need to teach your children. And so when they're young, you know, the role model is their mother, even before they understand what words are. Successful mothers are not the ones who have never struggled. They're the ones who never give up despite their struggles, by Sharon Jaynes. And I was like, that's really good. Because we know that success is not by having everything right. Success comes by learning from your mistakes. And there's just so many things that, yeah, we would... choices or things that we, you know, struggled over the years, and yet I don't know exactly how to say it, but despite your struggles, don't give up. Despite times of not sure which way to go, you have things that are not going the way you think they should, don't give up. A successful mother is the ones that never give up. The Hand That Rocks the Cradle is the Hand That Rules the World, by William Wallace. You know, when those who are teaching and training our children when they're just so small, they say, you know, within 5 years, a child is somehow or somewhat trained, or at least as how he believes or what he sees. And The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, or the one who takes care of them in their younger years, the influence of a mother is so probably not quite, we don't grasp the influence you mothers have on your children, and really what that will, how that will impact them in their years to come. Another, I did read Proverbs 31:30. John 15:13, this is, again, just kind of paraphrase. It says, greater love has no mother than this, and she laid down her life for her children. And, you know, that's truly a attribute of a mother, that she would lay down her life for her children. And I've seen that many times. Again, it's whether it be doing some work after the children go to bed and rising again while it's yet night, even before they're getting up, she's already laid down her life for the children. I think there was a quote somewhere, I don't know if it was up here, actually it's back there on that easel board, read that, it's good for the determination of a mother, and just the passion she has. Psalms 23 verse 1, it says, again, referring maybe to smaller children, but it says, my mom is my shepherd and I don't need anything else. But just the neat faith of a child when they just feel like, you know, mom has it. If they need something, they'll go to mom. If they can't find something, they'll go to mom. And we get the opportunity as they grow up to help them to transfer that into Jesus and depending on Christ. And one day they see that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not have anything else, need of anything else. Matthew 10:42, one more verse here, and then I want to read this parable. It says, and whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a mother, assuredly I say unto you, she shall in no wise lose her reward. And, you know, we know that you mothers, there's just how many times throughout the day, I would love to know how many times her name is hollered out in one day, but it's a lot. It's a lot. And we bless you, mothers, for just with kindness in your heart and just to see the well-being of your children. You give them a cup of cold water. Sometimes that's all they need. And then they'll run off and enjoy the rest of the day or whatever. But just many things. Okay, here's a parable or just a story here. It says, the young mother set her foot on the path of life. Is the way long? She asked. And her guide said, yes, and the way is hard. And you will be old before you reach the end of it, but the end will be better than the beginning. But the young mother was happy, and she would not believe that anything could be better than these years. She played with her children, gathered flowers for them along the way, and the sun shone on them, and life was good. The young mother cried, nothing will ever be better than this. Then night came and a storm, and the path was dark, and the children shook with fear and cold, and the mother drew them close and covered them with her mantle. And the mother said, this is better than the brightness of day, for I have taught my children courage. The morning came and there was a hill ahead, and the children climbed and grew weary, and the mother grew weary, but she said, a little patience and we're there. So the children climbed, and when they reached the top, they said, we could not have reached it without you. And the mother, when she lay down that night, looked up at the stars and said, this is better than the last, for my children have learned fortitude in the face of hardness. Yesterday I gave them courage, today I have given them strength. The next day came strange clouds which darkened the earth, clouds of war and hate and evil, and the children groped and stumbled, and the mother said, look up, lift your eyes to the light. That night the mother said, this is the best day of all, for I have shown my children God. The days went on, and the weeks and the years. The mother grew old, and she was little and bent. Her children were tall and walked uprightly. When the way was hard, they helped her. See, one day that's going to change. If you're faithful and you fear God, now it seems like all you're doing is helping your children and showing them how to get to God or how to apply things when things are hard. But it says, when the way was hard, they helped her. That's beautiful. At last, they came to a hill. The mother said, I've reached the end of my journey, and now I know that the end is better than the beginning, for my children can walk alone, and their children after them. What a talk about not growing weary and well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. But to see at the end that your children want to walk with God and they're now helping you at the final days of your journey, is there anything better? I think that's what it says. At the end is better than the beginning, for my children can now walk alone and their children after them. That should be our most desired passion, is that our children can walk alone with God and also know that they will teach their children after us, after we're gone. And the children knew that she would always walk with them, and they said, she is still with us. A mother like ours is more than a memory. She's a living presence. Author unknown. But I know that, you know, the, let's forget which one here. A man loves his sweetheart the most, but his mother the longest. And I was like, yeah, you know, even while your mother's gone, there's still something there that connects, when that love for your mother, because knowing that she was the real reason, first of all, that you're even here, but also why you are where you are today. And so I just want to bless you, mothers, for your faithfulness. Love your children. And yeah, that's your greatest passion, should be your children, and desire to see them grow and prosper in the Lord. And even when, you know, as you get older and as your children grow and there's challenges, you know, we're so blessed to have them now help us at times when we don't know which way to go. And we have, our workload is heavy, and now our children are already some, you know, starting to help us, and that is such a blessing. So be faithful. Teach your little ones, first of all, how to love God and to walk with God. But